VOA News. Cambodians voted Sunday in the country's sixth election since the fall of the Khmer Rouge. Voters are deciding who will sit in 125 seats in the National Assembly. Prime Minister Hun Sen has ruled the country for 33 years. Officials in Mali are counting the votes from Sunday's presidential election. The voting was marred by violence, rocket attacks, threats, and suspected fake polling places. Voter turnout was reported to be light across much of the country, including in the capital, Bamako. Initial results of Sunday's vote are expected later this week, with a final result coming by Friday. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist island of Lombok in Indonesia on Sunday, killing at least 14 people. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
It happened so suddenly at around 6 in the morning. Suddenly everything simply collapsed. My child was inside the house. Thankfully, he survived.
An emergency tent has been set up to treat the injured as the local hospital was damaged and electricity was cut off around the slopes of Mount Rinjani, a busy trekking destination. The 6.4 magnitude quake could also be felt strongly on the west side of Bali. Earthquakes are common in Indonesia because it's located on the seismically active Ring of Fire.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. On Twitter Sunday, President Trump threatened to shut down the government if Congress doesn't fund construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. He thinks a wall will stop illegal immigration. During the campaign, he said Mexico would pay for it. Trump wrote on Twitter that the opposition Democrats need to give him the votes for border security, which includes the wall, he said, and other tougher national immigration policy changes. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe is